This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and with Chris, and I said this last week, we've had so many great guests on the Paracast in recent months. Not a clunker in the bunch, and it's not being an egomaniac. And I realize some people think if you get into this kind of profession, you've got to be an egomaniac to believe that people want to listen to you on the radio. And that might be true. But still, I think we're doing good shows, not because of me, because of Chris, because of all the guests that he and I have lined up. So it's just one after another. Like last week, Chris Aubeck, who worked with Jacques Vallée on that book, Wonders in the Sky. He's a level-headed gentleman, has his feet on the ground, doesn't espouse wild and wacky and woolly theories, and is trying to basically figure out what's going on. And I think that's always been a serious problem in UFO research. We kind of like to assume that somebody has the answers, that maybe the government has the answers. And if the government has the answers, we don't have to worry about having the answers because we can persuade them to tell us. And they tell us, we don't have to do any work. We just sit back and get ourselves spoon-fed. But they seem to forget that in this day and age, who believes the government about anything? Do we believe the government about the non-existent or existent political scandal of the day? Do we believe them about Ebola? About the possibility of people becoming sick because of that virus? Do we believe them? I don't know. I know there's a poll out that actually said that most people, even Republicans, do believe the government's going to do something. Because I guess they have no choice, because anyone can be affected, even one of them. So they have to protect themselves.
Well, when it comes to the government and control issues, I think that's pretty much it. As long as they're in control, they're happy.
What always bothers me, and this is slightly political, is that we have people who say the government has too much power. And then in certain areas, they want the government to have power. You know, and not just military, but in other areas.
Yeah. Well, when the government's powerless, that's when things really start to unravel and get weird.
What's weird is in the case of the Ebola issue, where people who would ordinarily never say the government should do anything, if the government is dysfunctional, they ask, why can't the government do more?
Well, it's going to get a lot more interesting before it gets any more dull.
Well, let's just hope that that interesting is not one that causes people to get sick.
Yeah. Yes, let's hope. I have a friend that's headed towards Ethiopia here next month, and I'm not sure if I'd want to be going to Africa right now, but it could all be just overblown, too. You know, media has a way of ratcheting up the paranoia and fear. So, you know, if it is airborne and aerosolized somehow, that is definitely a problem.
Well, with Ebola, the issue is here, supposedly, you cannot catch it unless the person who has it actually has symptoms.
Right.
So if he doesn't have symptoms or she doesn't have symptoms, nothing to worry about.
I guess the moral of the story is stay away from anyone that's bleeding from the eyes and ears and mouth and other orifices.
Well, not that serious. They could have a fever.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, it's interesting here. They reported a case of Ebola in Spain. My son lives in Madrid, as does Chris Aubeck, as a matter of fact. And I told my son, who was a teacher, maybe I didn't say this seriously, maybe he should get a hazmat suit. You know, can't wear one of those things. You know, when he goes to class, he's wearing the hazmat suit. And then this way he can't be infected.
That's a great way to elicit confidence in your students.
Listen, I don't worry about you at all, but why are you wearing that wacky suit? Well, because, you know, I'm obsessive compulsive or something. I don't know.
Well, I think if you talk about the government and you mention the word control and attaining and maintaining control, I think today's guest is going to have some pretty interesting thoughts on this particular topic, especially when it comes to the UFO situation in question and incursions over missile silos and sensitive military installations. That would be enough to give any government official a headache, even though they claim that there's nothing to it, nothing to see, or folks move along. I think Robert Salas has a little bit more to say on this subject than the government would probably be comfortable with, and I'm looking forward to today's show.
Now, this is an interesting book here. It's not a big book. It's got about 240 pages. It's big type, small size. It's Robert Salas, has a book called Unidentified, the UFO Phenomenon, but it says it all in the subtitle, How World Governments Have Conspired to Conceal Humanity's Biggest Secret. Now, what's interesting here is, in the past, you know, we'll go to the federal government in the U.S. and say, they're doing it. He's talking about world governments. Now, imagine world governments agreeing on anything, okay? Imagine the U.S., Russia, Saudi Arabia, Iran.
China.
I mean,
yeah, that's maybe in a perfect world, but
North Korea?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the big question I think I'm going to ask about. Say, okay, we understand the United States and the UK and France and Spain and Germany, maybe less so Russia, but there are areas in which we work together as much as we have problems with the Ukraine right now. Obviously, the U.S., Egypt, sure. Iran, not so much. India, yeah. Pakistan, half and half. But you see what I mean? If yes. UFOs are what a lot of people presume they are, extraterrestrial, they don't concern themselves with our petty tribal conflicts or with borders separating one country from another. That to them would not exist. They wouldn't care about it. Maybe they've outgrown such considerations. We go back to the line from John Lennon's song, Imagine. Imagine there were no countries, one of the concepts he conveyed. Also, he has said, imagine no religion, which is one line I think a lot of people may have ignored, especially if they're religious. But the point being here, if there are to ET no borders, no tribal conflicts to worry about, no country is immune. So if a secret is to be kept, can you depend on 200 different countries or whatever is in the UN nowadays keeping the secret? Would it be held at the UN level? But then nobody gets along anyway. So how do you maintain the secret? This is going to be something I'm going to be asking Robert Salas. Also, one question we should all consider here. These incursions of UFOs near nuclear installations, and of course we have the Robert Hastings book, UFOs and Nukes, covering that subject. Of course, Robert Salas was involved in the Malmstrom case. The question is here, are we seeing those incursions today? Or is that something that goes back to us the 60s and 70s? What do you think, Chris?
Well, I think if they are occurring, I think they're highly classified. And, you know, they exhaust all efforts to keep any word of this out of the public realm. So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me in the least. I really think that some of these overflights in Kashmir, for instance, that we've been seeing on and off over the last few years on the, you know, battle lines of two nuclear powers that have been at war since the 40s, of course, India and Pakistan, over this particular contested region. There's been a number of overflights there, so it wouldn't surprise me in the least if these overflights extend into areas where there's missile silos and weapons facilities and that sort of thing. So this is something, obviously, that we're going to have to ask Bob when he gets on here.
Also, very quickly here, do they have such incursions in Iran? Maybe that will give us evidence about the extent of their nuclear weapons program, if such a thing exists. They deny it. They say it's for peaceful purposes. Too much politics here, but you can't keep it away if you're going to talk about whether the governments have guilty knowledge about UFO reality. Robert Salas, the book Unidentified, the UFO Phenomenon, with Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on our distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
With Gene and Chris on the Paracast, Robert Salas is here. His book is Unidentified, the UFO Phenomenon. Robert, thanks for joining us on the show again. It's been several years, I think.
Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it, Gene? Well, it's great to be back. I assume you're in good health and everything's fine.
We're still here.
Good.
I'm still here. Chris, I don't know, but Chris, of course, sometimes he becomes invisible. I think that's a disease that...
working it.
Some people think I should be invisible, but we don't want to go to that. So, Robert, I'm going to ask you the obvious question here. We've got 1,000,001 UFO books. Why did you decide to write one?
Well, I guess I guess like all witnesses, we feel, and because I've been at this for 20 years, and I've talked to a lot of people in this field in various countries and, of course, in the U.S., but, I felt I had something to contribute about the phenomenon, and I think I have brought forth some new stories or some new incidents that people probably have never heard about. Plus my own incident, which most people had never heard about.
Now, when you get involved in putting a book like this together and you're doing all the research, did anything in assembling the pages, writing everything out, anything really surprise you, something maybe you didn't expect?
Oh, you mean when I was writing it?
Sure.
Well, I gave it a lot of thought. This was, as you may well know, in writing a book, it's just a long, difficult process. I wanted to make sure I hit certain points. The extreme secrecy in government, the cover up, which that actually, if I'm going to point to something, the cover up of the Malmstrom incidents, I think it surprised me how evident it was from available documentation and available statements from some of the parties involved. It became very self-evident.
Let's cut back in time a little bit, because with a show like this, we're getting so many new listeners all the time. They don't know the game of inside baseball, and they may not have heard our 2009 episode with you, Robert, where you were talking about Malmstrom. Tell our listeners briefly about that case and how efforts were made to cover up what really happened.
Okay. Yeah, 1967, March 24th, I was on duty as a missile launch officer at a place called what we called Oscar Flight. It was basically looked like a farmhouse in the middle of a wheat field, but underground we had a launch control center and control of 10 nuclear missiles. These were Minuteman 1 missiles. Each had a warhead of about 800 kiloton equivalent. And on this particular night, first I get a call saying that the guards, we had guards upstairs, about 6 guards. So we were locked in, by the way, and we had no video upstairs. We were locked in for 24 hours. My commander was Fred Mywald. I get the first call, and I was on alert status. My commander was taking a nap break. And the guards upstairs say they're seeing strange lights in the sky, making strange maneuvers, flying very fast, stopping on a dime, 90-degree turns.
Let me just point out here, you're being very matter-of-fact about it now.
Mm-hmm.
But it had to really freaked out some people when it happened.
Oh, yeah. This first report, I thought was unusual because they don't, they don't joke around in these facilities. This was no joke. They wanted to report these lights in the sky. And that's all they called them, lights in the sky, flying around. And they weren't aircraft, and they weren't making any noise. I kind of dismissed that. And then about 5 minutes later, they call back. And this time, they are frightened. They're extremely frightened. The guard is yelling into the phone. out of control. He says he's got all the guards up there with their weapons drawn. They're looking at this glowing red object hovering above the front gate and want me to tell them what to do next. So I, of course, told them not to let anything in the facility, use whatever force necessary, and Then as I hung up, I was going to tell my commander about these calls, and that's when the missiles started going no-go or disabled. They were unlaunchable while the subject was still up.
Would you define for our listeners who don't know the process, no-go means if you wanted to launch them, you couldn't?
Exactly, yeah. They were unlaunchable. And we had a way of querying the system for what the problem was, and all we got back was for each missile separately, guidance and control system failure. It was all the same failure mode. Now, I want to emphasize we didn't lose power. We had electrical power throughout. This was an upset of an inertial guidance system that we had on the missiles. And so that required that the missiles be brought back up online individually. And that took about 24 hours. So the missiles were not damaged per se. There was no harm done to the missiles or the warheads, as far as I know. But it did take 24 hours to bring them back up on alert.
Now, let's look at the technology here. We're talking about computers in the 1960s.
Right.
Right. Like your smartphone, your iPhone, your Samsung phone today, they're thousands of times more sophisticated than those computers. But
yes.
The question I would have here, as a devil's advocate question, and we're running out of time for this segment, so we'll have another one. Okay, would it have been possible for someone to have hacked your systems, your computer systems, to make this happen?
Actually, that's one of the things the Boeing investigative team looked at, and whether or not the computers themselves had been tampered with. That was a negative report on that. In fact, I got a correspondence and a report from the head of the Boeing team that did the investigation for Boeing. And that was one of the things they looked at specifically. So, no, the answer was no. The computers were not hacked.
Would some kind of external radiation, like electromagnetic radiation, cause something like this to happen?
Okay, I've heard that argument before, too. If some sort of electromagnetic field, such as, let's say, the Northern Lights, the Aurora Borealis, had shut down our missiles, it would have affected many other missiles in the area. See, we had something like 15 launch control centers like mine in Montana.
Aha. Let me ask more about this as we progress.
Yeah.
Let's pursue this in our next segment. We have to do a break now, Robert. Robert Salas joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Fortean phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to Mr. UFO at webtv.net. That's Mr. UFO at webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So if we go back to the Malmstrom incident, and we have Robert Salas.
The incident on March 24th, 1967 was my 10th birthday.
Oh, fantastic.
So this is the birthday present you give to the government, Chris? Why'd you do it?
I was in Washington State at the time and didn't have the magical powers that I have today to affect missile silos far away. So
okay, so let's look at this here. Is there any external radiation or influence of any sort that you know about, Robert, that could have caused this?
No, absolutely not. Then or now, for that matter. See, what we had was the capsule was located 60 feet underground, and then each missile had cabling system, which was triply shielded against electromagnetic effects. So what this object did was to send a specific signal to each of the 10 missiles, and by penetrating the earth and concrete and the cabling system, to each missile separately, and upset a very specific piece of the guidance system called the logic coupler. And the reason I know this is because the Air Force did send documents to us under the Freedom of Information Act, and one of the documents stated that it was probably the logic coupler that failed from an external source, signal from an external source. But since they would have all had to have failed within seconds of each other, and they were separate, these were not interconnected, each missile was not interconnected. This was highly, highly improbable. That's an Air Force statement in an Air Force document.
And to clarify here, you're assuming that because these UFOs were present at the same time, they must have been the cause.
Yes, Yes, okay, if you want to say, I'm assuming. The missiles went down while this object was overhead.
It's kind of hard not to assume that.
No, I'm just trying to clarify here. The other issue here, I guess we want to explore here is, did it ever occur to you at any time that maybe this was involving some kind of experiment or test on the part of our government as to what might happen if something caused these launch codes to fail?
Yes, that did occur to me. In fact, one of the first things I asked when I was reported back to Malmstrom Air Force Base, the next morning we were relieved. We were ordered back to report to our commander. The first thing I asked him was this some kind of Air Force exercise? And he assured me it was not. And in fact, we were briefed every time we went on alert. For the next 2 years plus, I went on alert about every third day. And we'd go to a briefing room, and they'd tell us, any activities that were going on, the results of any investigations, et cetera. We never heard a word about this after the event. And if it had been an Air Force exercise, we would have gotten some feedback.
All right. What did your leaders, your supervisors, the officers there tell you about talking about this? They pledged you all the secrecy?
Absolutely. We, like I said, the day after the incident, I reported to the squadron commander's office. A guy from AFOSI, Air Force Office of Special Investigations, shoved a paper in our nose and said, sign here. And basically, we signed a document that stated we were never to talk about this to anyone ever, including our spouses, anybody in the Air Force, of course, no civilian, nobody. And there were heavy penalties, of course, if we did.
Of course, now you're talking about it. Has anyone come to you and said, Robert, what do you think you're doing?
No, they haven't. The reason is, in 1994, I was out of the Air Force. I was, resigned in 1971. 94, I was in Seattle going through a bookstore and I picked up Timothy Good's book called Above Top Secret. If you turn to page 301 in that book, you'll see a short paragraph that talks about missiles going down in Montana in 67 during a UFO sighting. Well, I took that as a sign that maybe the Air Force declassified this incident and I'd be free to talk about it. I went to MUFON, got a hold of James Klotz, my investigator and co-author of the first book I wrote called Beta Giant. I asked him to send a FOIA request to the Air Force, but not to say anything about UFOs, simply ask about this unusual incident in Montana in 67. The Air Force wrote back and said this was still classified. However, since it's been so long, they were going to declassify the incident. This was the Echo Flight incident, which I, at the time I thought was my incident. Because the description followed exactly what I had recalled happened. But as it turns out, it was an incident that occurred about a week earlier than mine. But as soon as I got FOIA documents from the Air Force saying this was declassified, I started talking about it. I thought I was in the clear because I thought this was my incident. Anyway, I started talking about it, going on TV and radio shows and relating this to UFOs as a UFO incident. And it wasn't until about a year or so later when I finally got a hold of my commander, Fred Maiwald, that he told me, no, we were not at Echo Flight, we were at Oscar Flight, which was a shock. But by then, I'd already been talking about it, so I decided to just continue.
Kind of hard to put that cat back in the bag.
Yeah, right. A little late to say, stop talking. But
it would also look worse for you if they came to you and said, Robert, you can't talk about this. And so many people say, look, you've been on TV already. Why aren't you talking about it? What would you tell them?
I'm sorry, I didn't follow that.
No, the point being that once the cat was out of the bag and the genie left the bottle, yeah, they couldn't come back to you and say, oh, no.
No, exactly. Exactly. And that's the reason I don't think I've been approached, because I have been so visible on this case. I don't think the Air Force wants to confront me on this because I've got so much evidence now. I've got a lot of witnesses and paperwork. I've got audio tape of the Echo Flight deputy commander who received the phone calls from his maintenance crew saying there were UFOs overhead and the missile shut down within seconds of that phone call. I've got my own commander's verbal statement about this. And again, this is on audio. If people go to my website, spiralgalaxy.org, they can hear this testimony for themselves. I've also got documents on there. Like I said, from the Boeing engineer who ran the investigation, other documents in there. So I think I've got plenty of evidence that supports what I'm saying.
Robert, Chris here. I've heard over the years a number of people mention that in some of these incursions over our missile silo locations, at least in one or two of these, that actual telemetry data was compromised and actual targeting data was changed in some of these incidences. Did you know anything about that? And is this an accurate, are these accurate statements?
I have heard this sort of commentary specifically with the 1975 Maelstrom case. Of course, I was not at Maelstrom in 75, but I have heard that some Air Force types have said that the missile warhead or the targeting information had been tampered with. In the Rendlesham case, the one in 1980 in the United Kingdom, I've also heard that the nuclear warheads were tampered with.
Let's go more into this in our next segment. Robert Salas, mm-hmm. The book is Identified, the UFO Phenomenon. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free.
Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
So Robert Salas, in each case, there had been tampering, and we have to assume here, based on what you say, that you believe that tampering was done by some outside force with technology that's far in advance of ours, right?
Absolutely, it would have to be. We had no aircraft that could have done what this object did at that time, or I don't think even today. If this had been an actual experimental aircraft of some sort, it certainly would have been known by now. I mean, this was 1967, so how many years is that? 45 years or so.
Fast question here. How recent are incidents of this sort in UFO history? How recent do we find these nuclear installation incursions?
Well, we have reason to believe that in 2010, 50 missiles were shut down as a UFO was overhead. This was at Francis E. Warren Air Force Base, which is in the southeast corner of Wyoming, and actually into Nebraska. And that incident was reported by many news agencies, the fact that 50 missiles went down. The Air Force claimed it was a computer glitch. However, Robert Hastings, which I'm sure you know, has been in contact with some airmen at the base, stating that indeed there was a strange flying object overhead when this happened. So that's very possible that did happen then.
As I mentioned before, Robert Hastings wrote the book, The UFOs and Nukes, and he's been on the Paracast occasionally, has participated in our forums, so he actively researches this. All right, so let's get back to the core of this here. The subtitle of your book, How World Governments Have Conspired to Conceal Humanity's Biggest Secret.
Mm-hmm.
Now, assuming that these nuclear incursions and all these sightings are caused by a force or forces unknown, and we have a situation here on this world where governments don't get along. Even the relationship with the United States and Israel isn't perfect, as we know. You, of course, can talk about the problems with Russia, Iran.
Mm-hmm.
How would the world governments conspire to do anything if they can't cooperate on the simplest things? What about North Korea?
Right.
How's this happen?
Well, you're right. On the surface, heads of governments don't cooperate very well. However, as you may know, during the Cold War especially, intelligence agencies with the U.S. government and, let's say, the Soviet government did cooperate at various times. So the East and West intel agencies exchanged information. You know, they probably exchanged agents that they each captured. Each one wanted information about how the other was, planted a mole, let's say, in their agency. So there was cooperation in that respect. I think the heads of governments are not made aware of this phenomenon. For the most part, now, I'm just speaking for the U.S. Primarily, but there is evidence, or I've been exposed to evidence that states that when it comes to UFOs, we do have militaries, at least military intelligence groups, that are cooperating with each other and exchanging information. And I go into that a little bit of that in my book.
Well, tell me how this mechanism works. Is it all on the intelligence level? Because obviously the various intelligence agencies are busy finding the secrets from the other intelligence agencies. So again, trying to understand the mechanism of this kind of cooperation where no other possible cooperation exists, even on an intelligence level, a military level, any level.
Okay, well, let's use the example of UFOs interfering with nuclear weapons. We had a similar incident in the Soviet Union in 1982, where a UFO comes over a missile site, a Soviet site, and actually starts the missile on its launch sequence. The UFO is probably responsible for stopping that launch sequence, but the Soviet operators could not stop the missile from launching. It was done externally. So, just as in the movie Failsafe, if the missile did launch, the Soviets would have certainly wanted to contact our president and say that this was an accident out of our control. We do not want to have a nuclear war with you, and vice versa on our end. So that could be one of the scenarios where the intelligence agencies of both countries would want to exchange information about UFOs, since the experience has been that UFOs have, in fact, interacted with our nuclear missiles. So I can point to that and say that, yeah, that may be one case where they wanted to cooperate and share information about UFO activity.
That's rather disturbing that a UFO would actually fake them out and start the launch sequence and then turn it off. It's almost, I hate to use the trickster word, but what would be the motivation to do that, I wonder?
Well, I think the motivation is the same as the motivation in my case. And of course, I'm speculating here, but I think the motivation is simply to point out to us humans that we have got to get rid of these nuclear weapons. They are much too dangerous because they could obviously obliterate human civilization if we had a nuclear war.
You just posed a very compelling argument for those responsible for UFOs wanting to make us change our ways.
Absolutely. And I think, again, I go over some, I don't know, at least a dozen other cases of incidents where UFOs came over nuclear facilities and did no real harm, did no real damage other than to either shine a beam of light over nuclear storage facilities or disable weapons or, in other cases, upset communications in the nuclear base, that sort of thing, just to show themselves, demonstrate they were around, and in fact that they knew in great detail how our nuclear weapons operated. I also talk about incident in the restarting of the Echo flight. We had a maintenance guy go out and try to restart the missile, and the UFO came over and again disabled the missile while this maintenance person was going through his checklist. At a certain point, the missile went down. He'd go through the checklist again, and the missile went down again at that same point in the checklist. And he did this many, many times over. I go into that in a little more detail in the book, but it showed him that these objects know exactly how our systems work in great detail.
Wouldn't you think, though, if they have all that power, they'd prevent any kind of nuclear weapons testing? I'm thinking about North Korea, which has set off a few.
Weapons testing, no. Well, they haven't. You know, we did a lot of weapons testing in the 50s and the 60s. And, of course, there have been more countries obtaining nuclear weapons and, of course, have tested them. They haven't stopped any of that. The question is, would they stop a nuclear war? Your guess is as good as mine. I have no idea whether they'd actually stop us from a nuclear war.
Some kind of experiment we hope we never have to worry about.
Right, right.
Okay, so if those responsible for UFOs are concerned about nuclear weapons testing, another question would arise as to why. Are they here for a benevolent purpose? Are they just testing their own systems to see if they can disable our weapon systems, maybe in preparation for a future attack or to check our vulnerability? There are a lot of questions implicit in that, and let's maybe explore some of that in our next segment. The author is Robert Salas. The book is Unidentified, The UFO Phenomenon, the subtitle, How World Governments Have Conspired to Conceal Humanity's Biggest Secret. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.